Pila, Konya. The vast tourist resort of Pila was built primarily between 1971 and 1980, according to an urban model developed upon mainly by experience of French tourism centres. The main building stands in a circle on a road covered to hide traffic from view and protect it from snow and frost. Hotels are planted on the ground, while most of the residential buildings are partly underground and located on the western slope facing Mont Blanc. The buildings blend in with local orography and painted in natural colours. The apartments were designed according to Le Corbusier's concept for his Unités d'Habitation, rows of narrow studios and duplex apartments with large glass windows overlooking the landscape and separated by long blind corridors. The church, built between 1989 and 2000, stands on a rise behind the main complex and is simple in design. Two white sides emerging from the ground, meeting as a coin in the bell tower, comprising two concrete sides. Near Pila's main structure is the Plein Soleil complex, featuring inclined outer walls covered in dark strips of cedarwood. The overall structure emphasises the characteristics of the settlement area. The upper building stands on a particularly wooded rise, and its close and compact appearance dominates the lower building, which features a fan terraced areas. Lower down, by Eau Floods, is the train station for Konya. It dates back to 1922. The train originally conveyed iron mineral from the Konya mines. After the Drinz tunnel, the railway station leads to Konya, where mineral was loaded. A row of plants awaiting valorization served for the transfer and initial processing of extracted material. The workers at the Konya mines lived in houses nearby. These included Villa Est, East, and Villa Ovest, West, dating back to 1920 to 21, featuring exposed stone walls, brackets, and wooden balconies.